Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Oh, what's going on? Another live edition, another live hour of Titillating Sports, unless you're not hearing this at 11, in which case it was live. Welcome in. I'm Dominic Jimenez, in for Rick the rest of the week. We've got a few more days. Slightly busy hour here coming up after this open and a break. We're scheduled to have J.D. Sharp. We'll see what happens there. I have a hodgepodge of questions. I think I wrote down some questions for him. I've got baseball, football, basketball, and college football. And that's not even including the actual college football playoff, which we'll get into tomorrow. And then at 25 after, rising country music star. He's a youngin'. He's 21. He's got great family lineage. His uncle, it's Tim McGraw. But we'll be speaking with Timothy Wayne. He'll be performing at the Rose Parade on the Louisiana Office of Tourism float. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then tomorrow, tentatively scheduled to have Taye Diggs, veteran of screen, silver screen, stage, and now streaming. He's got a show that's wrapping up on Thursday with Emmanuel Acho. So we'll talk to Taye Diggs tomorrow. But again, first two segments, we've got guests. 40 after, I'm all yours, listener. You can give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we can talk some sports. However you might be listening, I'd like to welcome you in. Terrestrial Radio, Sirius, iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn, or on the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you very much if you are enlisted and listening. We appreciate your service, your sacrifice, and everything that you do to keep us safe. Thank you very much. Another trade in baseball. I've been talking about it all week. The hot stove, not full hot stove yet, but it's warming up. Cody Bellinger to the Yankees. They missed out on Juan Soto, and they've now gotten Max Fried, Devin Williams, and Cody Bellinger. Nice pivot. I'm Dominic Mendez. This is Titillating Sports.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle, Titillating Sports. We do not have J.D. Sharp yet. In the meantime, if you'd like to participate, 1-800-878-7529. Coming up next, we'll have young rising star, upcoming music artist in the country world, Timothy Wayne, joining me. He did a cover of Louisiana Saturday Night, and he'll be performing it on the Louisiana Office of Tourism float at the Rose Parade. That's pretty cool. So we'll talk to him about being an LSU student, 21, nephew to Tim McGraw, and already making waves in the music world. You know what made some waves in the sports world? How's that for a transition? Is the NBA and the NBA Players Association have announced changes to the 2025 All-Star Game format. Now, it's a common criticism, and I get it because it can be a rough watch. The NBA All-Star Game, kind of a joke. Rick always likes to point out to when Steph jokingly hit the deck and ducked when Giannis went for a dunk. I think it's an opportunity for some of these guys to have fun, play with players they normally don't get to play with, guys that they're buddies with, because that's how the NBA is now. A lot of guys are friends with each other now. But it doesn't make for a great watch over the entire game. And now, lately, we've been seeing all of the reports and the analysis that the ratings are dropping. What is the NBA going to do? Well, I don't know if this is the correct solution, but they've at least listened to the fans to an extent, some fans, not all of them, but a large portion of vocal fans, and they're changing the All-Star Game format. So, traditionally, it was East versus West. Then they went to, let's go with schoolyard draft style, where here are the all-stars that got voted in and selected, and then the top two vote-getters, no matter which conference they're in, are going to schoolyard pick and draft their teams. I got that guy. I got that guy. Okay, I want that guy. Now, what it really looks like is they are taking a page out of the NHL's book. We will have a mini tournament, which will feature four teams and three games. Three teams of NBA All-Star selections will be joined by the Castrol Rising Stars champion. Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and this is from a press release from the NBA. Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny Smith will draft rosters of non-Rising Stars teams. So what it sounds like is we'll have three teams of All-Stars and then one Rising Stars team, and there's going to be a mini tournament amongst those four teams. Yeah, all right. Two teams will meet in semifinal one, which will be considered game one. The remaining two teams will meet the other semifinal in game two. And the winning teams from game one and two will advance to play each other in the championship in game three. For each game, the winner will be the first team to reach or surpass 40 points. Each team will have eight players and be named for a TNT NBA analyst. The 24 NBA All-Star selections will be divided evenly amongst the three teams, with the rosters drafted by TNT's Inside the NBA commentators and honorary general managers, Shaq, Charles Barkley, and Kenny Smith. They'll each make their respective picks for Team Chuck, Team Shaq, and Team Kenny live on TNT during the All-Star Draft, which will be conducted February 6th, just before the network's doubleheader that night. Fourth team will be the winning team from the championship game of the Castrol Rising Stars, the annual showcase of top first and second year players and NBA G League standouts, which will be played Friday, February 14th during All-Star Weekend. TNT analyst and WNBA star, living legend, former Las Vegas ace Candace Parker will serve as honorary GM of the Castrol Rising Stars champion team, which will be known as Team Candace. All the voting will be the same. Five players will be the starters in each conference, and that'll be selected by the fans. Current NBA players will get 25%. Media will get weighted 25% of the vote. Everything else there is pretty straightforward. So, how are we feeling about it? For me, I don't care. When it comes to the NBA All-Star Weekend, all I watch is Saturday night. That's going to get me the dunk contest, that's going to get me the skills competition, and that's going to get me the three-point shootout. That's all I watch. That's all I need to watch. I don't need to watch the All-Star game. Maybe I'll tune in a little bit on Friday for the celebrity game if there's somebody compelling. Which actually reminds me, we get to play the, hey, Rick, have you heard of this person in 2 months? So that's always one of my favorite segments of the year. We get to do it twice a year during the, before the NBA All-Star game and before the MLB All-Star Celebrity Softball game. Always fun. So is this going to make me want to watch the All-Star game? No, it doesn't change it. I don't have an answer as to what would get me to watch the All-Star game. I don't care. East versus West, I don't even know if that reverting back to that would do it for me. But what I do know is one of the biggest stars in the NBA hates this idea. And my computer doesn't work, so I'm not going to end up being able to get all of you the exact quote. But I know who said it, and I know how he feels about it. The star player in question, Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant. Ah, my page's loading. I found it. Kevin Durant, to sum it up, said, "I absolutely hate it." Now, I'm not somebody who lives and dies with Kevin Durant's opinion, but I think it's something to be said when one of the best players in the league just straight out comes and says it's stupid. "I hate it. I absolutely hate it," he said. "It's terrible. All-Star game format changing, all the formats, terrible in my opinion. We should just go back to East-West, just play a game. I think we've been trying to bring that flair back somehow with All-Star Weekend. I think we just keep the tradition. We'll see how this one works. You never know. I might be wrong. I'm just another guy with an opinion, but we'll see how it works. At least he's being open, and he's not immediately saying, no, absolutely not. Worst idea ever. It'll never work. This is stupid. He left the door open. Bruno Mars style, he left the door open. And I got to give KD credit for that. He could just, at this point, be the embrace the grumpy veteran and just be like, no, it's stupid. Change is dumb. Which he did say to an extent, all these changes and trying to bring the flair back. Maybe we should just go back to how it was, but he's willing to give it a fair shake. I don't, and you know, if you think about it, 40 points is still a lot of points. It's not like we're playing to 21, and yeah, of course, it's teams of eight players, and you're going to want everybody to get some run and everything. It makes sense why it's 40, and yeah, it's probably the three games will still be shorter than a regular NBA game, and you can't have it too short because of advertising and commercials and all of that. But I don't think people want to watch a full game when it comes to the All-Star game. I don't think they care, and I think that's why Saturday night gets the best ratings. It's nothing overly long. All right, that's my opinion and Kevin Durant's opinion on the new All-Star game format for the NBA. Coming up, Timothy Wayne, a rising upcoming artist in the country world, joins me here on Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single shot of rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
All right, welcome back to Sports Byline USA, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And you might be thinking, I recognize that song, but that doesn't sound like Mel McDaniels. Well, that is McDaniels, excuse me. Well, that's because that was not Mel McDaniel. That was my guest coming in now. He's a rising upcoming star in the world of country music, and that is Timothy Wayne. He's an LSU student, he's a musician. And he recently released that cover of Louisiana Saturday Night. And he'll be performing that song atop the Louisiana Office of Tourism's float at the Rose Parade on January 1st. Timothy, first off, welcome to the show. And two, with so much of your family having roots and ties to Louisiana, you being a student at LSU, what makes Louisiana Saturday Night special to you and made you kind of want to do a cover of it? Because usually people don't just do covers because they feel like doing a cover. Usually it means a little something extra to them, right?
Well, yeah. Well, thanks for having me first. Very, very happy to be on here. But, you know, Louisiana Saturday Night, especially since I go to LSU now, has become a very, very close song in my life. I basically hear it on repeat in my head every night before I go to bed after a football game. But it's always playing, and with my family ties to Louisiana, this is kind of how we live. Even though I've lived in Tennessee all my life, this is kind of how we have lived. We always have parties, and we have to know how to have a party and spend time with our family. So it's become been an anthem for me.
I mean, you mentioned you're at LSU. You're 21 right now. I'm just guessing. Correct me if I'm wrong. You've been there for a couple of years now.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm on my junior year of college, so I've been there for almost 3 years.
Okay, I didn't want to assume maybe you transferred or something and hadn't been there for a few years, but you picked a really good time to be there for sports, huh? Kind of creating that culture on campus of just absolute parties and fun between the gymnastics. You had Paul Skeens with the baseball team. You had Jaden Daniels with the football team. You had Angel Reese with the basketball team. Life's been good as an LSU Tigers fan lately, huh?
Yeah, it has. It has. I hope before I graduate that we can go to a championship, or a football championship. But yeah, sports around campus has just been amazing these last few years, and it's awesome to be able to see that, especially coming in as a freshman with Jaden Daniels winning the Heisman. It was awesome.
All right, and I mentioned it, you'll be performing Louisiana Saturday Night at the Rose Parade on January 1st. How excited are you to not only have an opportunity to perform on national television, but as part of something that is so iconic to the United States, something so deeply rooted in Americana as the Rose Parade on New Year's Day? How excited are you for it?
Speechless, which for me is rare. I like to talk a lot, so it's an amazing opportunity that's not lost on me at all. And when I got the offer, I was kind of in disbelief. I thought it was a joke, a really mean joke at first, and now that it's all getting closer, it still doesn't really seem real. But I'm incredibly honored, and I'm beyond excited.
You know, with so many, not just songwriters, but artists in general, they take their other passions and can kind of channel it into the art form that they choose. You are a history major at LSU. You have a huge love of history. How does that love of history really impact your storytelling abilities as a songwriter and a singer?
Well, as a history major, I have to write a lot of papers, and I have to be able to tell a story in papers. But I also have to give a lot of presentations, which means I have to be able to make the people I'm giving presentations to feel the history. So it helps being able to translate into making people feel music when I sing it. That's a huge part of country music is storytelling and making people hang on every note. And I've got a lot of road to travel and a lot of work to do. But history, being able to do all that stuff with history also helps with in the music realm.
You know, I'm generally new to the country music scene as a fan. I was always familiar with it. You know, some of the iconic people from the, I'm in my early 30s, so people from the 90s and the 2000s. I knew of country music. I wasn't deep down the rabbit hole, but I've really gotten into it over the last 3-4 years, and I've kind of noticed that in the last handful of years, country music's really leaned into kind of pushing the genre and mixing what can be considered classic country with new styles. You've got hip-hop influence. You've got a little more rock influence. You've got pop influence in the country world. Who are some of your influences that have kind of who guided you in terms of you finding your own style within the country music world?
Man, I kind of harken back to late 90s, early 2000s. That's really my bread and butter era. But I really love outlaw country, which is Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. That's one of my favorite eras. So I try to bring my stuff back as far as I can. Early 2000s is really where I sit. I grew up in a house where early 90s and early 2000s was a very, very important musical situation. And I listened to 80s hair bands because of my older brother, and a lot of rock influence takes hold in that too. So I kind of try to sit right in that little groove.
I like it. We're speaking with Timothy Wayne. He's a young country music artist who is quickly ascending the ranks. He's got a new cover out of Mel McDaniel's Louisiana Saturday Night, and he'll be performing it, that very song, atop the Louisiana Office of Tourism's float at the Rose Parade on January 1st. Timothy, you got your first major record deal with Universal Music Group Nashville's Capitol Records Nashville. That's no indie label. That's no self-production. That's a pretty big swing and land for you for a first major record deal. How was that? What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was definitely unique. I just came home to do a sit-in at the Bluebird Cafe. A friend of mine just invited me to come and do one song, and a video of that one song happened to make its way to the label. And when I got back to LSU, again, this was freshman year, I got back, and my mom said, "Pack a bag, you're coming back home. We have a meeting with Universal Music Group." And again, I thought it was just a really mean joke. And it turned out to actually be true. So it's been a pretty wild experience. Very honorable experience too.
All right. I was in college not that long ago, and I was not doing as many things as you're doing. How do you have time to do everything and kind of give it your all? You're a full-time college student. You're writing, you're recording, you're performing. How do you have time to do all this? Are you finding yourself burnt out at times, or you're handling it well so far?
I'm handling it well so far. I have a really good support group. I've got friends and family that help me out. My manager takes a lot of the stress off of my back when it comes to scheduling and handling shows. But once it's showtime for me. So I have to focus on one or the other when the time comes. But it's been a pretty decent experience so far, and been pretty cool.
All right, and this interview is about you, but you do have a very famous relative in the music world, and you actually got to open for your uncle Tim McGraw on his Standing Room Only tour this past summer. What was that experience like? I'd imagine as a young person, young into their career, young in age, being able to open at big venues like that for a huge star like Tim McGraw, and for you, family member or not, had to be a pretty surreal experience, huh?
It was. It was really surreal. You know, growing up, it was always just Uncle Tim, and it still is just Uncle Tim. But I remember specifically after one show, I was standing on side stage watching him, And it was just like being 4 years old again, growing up watching that giant on stage walk around and do things that I've never seen been done before. And it was just still, to this day, I mean, he's been in the music industry for 30-something years now. I mean, and he's still killing it. And it's just, it's really cool to watch, especially now being able to perform on tour with him was such an experience and such an honor.
We've got about a minute left. Timothy, do you have a dream venue that you want to perform one day? Is it Red Rocks? Is it the Opry? What's that dream venue for you as a performer?
Man, Red Rocks would be cool, but there's so much history at the Opry and at the Ryman Auditorium. Mm-hmm. So any one of those three, really. But I think I can't really answer that just to one. But, yeah, Red Rocks or the Opry or the Ryman, those are my three places that I really want to play.
A man of great taste and quite humble because he thought every bit of good news was a cruel prank. We've been speaking with Timothy Wayne, young rising star in the world of country music. You heard it on the way in. We'll hear it on the way out. His cover of Louisiana Saturday Night, which he will be performing atop the Louisiana Office of Tourism's float at the Rose Parade on January 1st. Timothy, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us. All the best and much continued success. We can't wait to chat with you when you've surpassed your uncle in terms of fame and notoriety.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Timothy. That is Timothy Wayne. Once again, check him out. Louisiana Office of Tourism's float at the Rose Parade on January 1st. I'm Dominic Jimenez. More on Sports Byline. Now you get down the boat, kick off your shoes and you throw them on a boat. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. for you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Titillating Sports continues on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Not the first segment of the first hour, but 40 after of this hour, we are bringing in now our friend from Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com, J.D. Sharp. And J.D., normally, at least when I'm hosting, I like to keep it focused to a sport. Today, we're going to do a little hodgepodge. We'll save the college football playoff for tomorrow as we get another day closer. But let's start another trade in MLB. Cody Bellinger to the New York Yankees. So they miss out on re-signing Juan Soto. They've now parlayed that into Max Fried, Devin Williams, and Cody Bellinger. I really like the move for the Yankees. I think the short porch will be nice for him, and he's basically a better defender than anybody they have on the roster almost. How are you liking Bellinger to the Yankees?
Yeah, it's a good move. Fried, and yeah, Devin Williams is one of the most underrated closers, or not even closers, but, you know, closer relief guy, however you want to use him. He's done setup, he's done closer, he's done both. One of the underrated guys in Major League Baseball. Bellinger's got, he's been weird because he won the MVP in 2019. Then he just kind of disappeared for a couple of years. He looked pretty large physically around the time that he won the MVP, and then he's kind of settled down besides that. So I wonder if there's some PEDs or something involved with him. But no, the guy definitely can play defense. When he gets hot, he gets hot, and he seems to be pretty clutch as well, the teams that he plays for. And when he's in a clutch situation, he generally comes out on top in those clutch situations. So yeah, I think it was a good move for them. And then, you know, you get Soto off that team, and you replace a pretty big ego with a more of a guy who's done really well. But he hasn't been, he hasn't gotten the credit that maybe he deserves. And Max Fried as well, 30 years old, lefty, really good stuff, 6'4", about 195 pounds, gets hurt every now and then. But adding that lefty to the Yankees and kind of like a Randy Johnson light style pitcher, I think it's good for them as well. So I like what the Yankees have done this offseason so far.
So I'll ask you this. It's very tongue-in-cheek, but there were some rumors of some, dysfunction within the Yankees locker room last year, and now you bring in Bellinger. I don't know if you've saw this, but Cody Bellinger's actually married to Giancarlo Stanton's ex-girlfriend. Do you think that's going to be a problem in the locker room, or they'll be adults and squash it really quick?
Yeah, that could be. I mean, you never know. I don't know. I don't know what kind of a guy Stanton is. Is Stanton married? Does he have kids? Has he moved on from that? Or was it a weird break? I mean, the dynamics of their relationship probably have to have something to do with that. But yeah, I think that's kind of how Major League Baseball is. I think it's kind of one big family, so to speak. And I don't think it'll be a huge impact. I can't imagine that same thing has happened many times in the past, and we haven't seen it be a problem. But I mean, you never know. You know, Stanton knows his role. He's getting older. He's like 33, 34 years old. I think he's pretty mature. He doesn't play defense. He hits home runs, and that's about it. And, Bellinger being a two-way guy and, you know, doing well defensively, hitting probably 20, 25 bombs a year as well, I mean, in a city like New York and on hopefully what should be a winning team, I don't really see that chemistry being an issue. And I think that Stanton's going to want a ring. You know, I think he wants that ring. And he's the best chance of him getting that probably is keeping things civil in New York in that locker room.
For sure. Let's move on to the world of football. We got a bunch of quarterback changes. I think only one of them really matters for the rest of the season, but we've got Jameis being swapped out for Dorian Thompson-Robinson. We've got Tommy DeVito being swapped out for Drew Lock. We've got Will Levis being swapped out for Mason Rudolph again. But the big one with potential playoff implications is Kirk Cousins being benched for the 8th overall pick, Michael Penix Jr. I don't necessarily need your thoughts on the other ones. That's kind of neither here nor there. But your thoughts on the Falcons, who are one game out of first in the division, have the tiebreaker over the Bucs, who lead the division, because they beat them twice this year, going to the rookie quarterback in, week 15 or 16? What are your thoughts on that, J.D.?
I like it. You put Penix in that type of situation, and he needs to be there in the future. I mean, Penix is pretty old, too. He's, what, 23, 24? I mean, Cousins, one thing about Cousins is he's old, but he entered the league a little bit late. I mean, I watched that game against the Raiders. You watched it. We know that Bijan should have scored two touchdowns in that game. They should have won that game by 35 points. The Raiders can't move the ball offensively. I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked if they win a game, another game. Like, they're going to get that first pick. They're going to get Sanders. But you have Penix. He's got a rocket arm. He's somewhat mobile. I mean, Cousins, he's not mobile at all. He gets, I mean, even the slightest pressure is too much for him. He just can't respond to it. Now, I know he hurt his Achilles tendon, and that probably has something to do with it. But there's just something there with Cousins that just he's just not right for whatever reason, call it his age, call it his injury, call it maybe the system. I think Penix makes perfect sense. Obviously, they've got London, who's playing really well. They've got Mooney. They've got Pitts. They've got Robinson. They've got Algier. They've got an offensive line with three first-round picks on it. I mean, this team is prepared to do really well offensively, and it could be a juggernaut move. And this is a winning move. This is a championship move because, yeah, you're right. They are in the thick of it. Let's see. What can Penix deliver? If he can, great, awesome. Let's make him a fan favorite, you know, going into next year, and then let's prepare him for the future and let's give him some confidence. At the same time, a lot of these teams are going to have to – they're not going to be prepared for it. So schematically, it's going to be interesting. I mean, we saw what happened with Jaden Daniels, right? A quarterback like that, his first four or five games in the league, hyper-athletic, strong arm, can go deep, can go to all sides of the field, has, but Daniels doesn't have weapons. Penix does. And some of the throws that Penix made in college were literally unbelievable. I mean, this guy throws the ball really hard, really far. He's going to be a very good quarterback, but it's going to be difficult for the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season or for the NFL team seeing him to adjust to him. And so they have an advantage as well of, you know, these teams know how to prepare for Kirk Cousins. They don't know how to prepare for Michael Penix Jr. So I like the move in a lot of ways. Dom.
It's funny that you mentioned he can't move because I was going back and forth between the two Monday night games, but at one point I was watching the Falcons Raiders and he stepped into the pocket, evaded pressure and started scrambling, got tackled after like 2 or 3 yards, and the announcers were stunned. Like, oh, Kirk Cousins with a 3-yard gain. Wow. So I think that's definitely where we are at that point with Kirk Cousins. And one more note on Michael Penix. I think, yes, these are all professional athletes. Yes, these are all professional football teams. But when it comes to matchups, for your first game, how about the New York Giants at home? That's not a bad matchup in terms of helping Penix get his feet under his feet cemented and firmly underneath him.
Exactly. And I think we could see a game where Locke and Penix just kind of both go off. Because the Falcons, I mean, keep in mind, 2 weeks ago, Dee Alford had the worst game I've ever seen in my entire life from a cornerback. He gave up 4 touchdowns and 7 catches to Justin Jefferson. 7 targets, 7 catches, 4 touchdowns. So they do have Malik Nabers. They've got Tyrone Tracy. The Falcons are not good defensively against somewhat decent offensive teams. Now, I'm not saying the Giants are, but in this situation, Locke, who's got a good size arm himself with a lot of confidence, I could see quite a bit of points being scored in this Falcons-Giants game this weekend with these two new quarterbacks.
We are speaking with J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering and ProWagering.com, kind of meandering our way through the sports world. And J.D., I'm sure I've talked about this with you in the past just because Rick, you know, during the Army-Navy games usually gone around that time, so the schedule for this pretty much stays the same. But do these early bowl games, are those something where you find opportunity could be to make some money because maybe people aren't completely paying attention, maybe people don't know the bowl games actually started, or maybe because people don't know any of these teams playing? Are you a guy who really gets into it with these early bowl games? Because if people don't know, yeah, they started already.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like tonight's game, UNLV California. UNLV just lost Odom. He just went to Purdue. They just lost their offensive coordinator. They still have all their players. But on the other side, California lost Mendoza, who was a pretty decent quarterback in the transfer portal, 6'5" guy, 67% completion percentage. So I'm looking at the under in this game, but I might just take UNLV and say, hey, I realize they lost their coach, they lost their offensive coordinator, but they still have all the players intact. And so either I'm going to take the under or UNLV in that game. But, yeah, you're right, there is some certain opportunity now. Guys, tonight's kind of unique because there's no NBA, which is weird. There's no NBA on Wednesday today. You've got couple of NHL games. You've got a lot of college basketball, but the lines are super tight in college basketball. So this game might, and there's also another game tonight. I can't think of who the other team is, the other bowl game. But so this game might get quite a bit of attention. So, but yeah, there certainly is opportunity when there's a lot of things going on. So I'm not sure tonight is the night, but tomorrow, where you've got a full NFL slate, you got a full college basketball slate, full NBA. I mean, not full NFL, full NHL. One NFL game, obviously. Now, like tomorrow night, that could be where the real opportunity is because there's so much more out there to bet on, if that makes sense.
Western Kentucky against James Madison in the Boca Raton Bowl is the other game tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I think I looked at that game briefly. James Madison has a quarterback. His last name is Barnett. He's really talented. He can throw. He can run. He's a dual threat type of guy. They score a lot of points. But I think that spread's pretty low. It's like 51.5, 52. So there might be a game where James Madison just blows Western Kentucky out. I'm not sure. I got to take a closer look at it.
And one last thing for you, JD. Not necessarily – it's sports, but not something on the field or on the court. But as a family man, I know this will resonate with you. The Phoenix Suns have announced a new $2 menu. Hot dogs, Dasani water, 16-ounce sodas, chips, popcorn. All of those will be on the menu for $2. As a guy who I'm sure has taken his family out many times, I think it's pretty cool. What do you think about them introducing a partial $2 menu?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a good idea. I just hope that it's quality product, right? Hope it's not like old product, you know? As long as it's a quality product and they're just saying, hey, we want the people to be more, we want our fans that are attending our games to just have a better experience, a less expensive experience, and they're taking the hit on the product. Cool, that's great. But if it's not a quality product, then you know it looks like what it isn't. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it looks like a great value until you eat a hot dog that's been cooked for 2 weeks and then you go home sick. Yeah, no, totally, I get it.
That is
JD Sharp of Pro Wagering on ProWagering.com. JD, thanks so much. Looking forward to talking some college football with you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
You too. That is JD Sharp, Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. I'm Dominic Jimenez. We'll wrap this thing up on the other side. Titillating Sports, Sports Byline, USA.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, closing down this edition of Titillating Sports. Just a few minutes left before I pass things off to the next show. They talk sports. I want to give a quick double shout out for the world of soccer. I'm not a soccer guy quite like Rick, but I do love me the sport. First shout out goes to my Real Madrid. They win 3-0 over Pachuca today. That's a team from Mexico. To win the FIFA Intercontinental Cup. Goals from Mbappe, Rodrigo, and Vinny got them the 3-0 win in Lusail Stadium in Qatar. This tournament, normally the European versus the Americas. It says South America, but Mexico's not in South America, so I'm going to assume it's just the Americas champion. So whichever club won the North and South American Club World Cup vibe, and the team that won Europe, Real Madrid, it's another trophy for them. That's great and dandy. Not as impressive. Oh, it's still impressive. Not as surprising, though, as my other soccer shout-out. This one goes to the University of Vermont. Vermont, did you say soccer? I did! They win the NCAA Men's Soccer Championship. They were unseeded in the tournament. They beat four ranked teams, and they won the championship on a golden goal. Now, for those of you not familiar with it, because we don't have the golden goal left in many competitions, it's basically hockey overtime. It's basically, if you score, you win. And they won it on a golden goal in OT, sudden death. And this is, I mean, everything about it is a great story. This might be my favorite part. It's the school's first championship in a sport, in any sport, anything, any sport besides skiing. So apparently, if you want a national championship in skiing, Vermont may be the school for you, at least. Now they got soccer title. So they've got skiing NCAA championships, and now they've got one soccer championship because their men's team, unseeded, beat four ranked teams to win the NCAA Men's Soccer Championship. That's obviously not like Leicester City, who I think were like 5,000-1 odds to win the Premier League. I think it was already 10 years ago, maybe slightly less than that. It was a while ago. And I remember my favorite thing, the odds of Kim Kardashian had better odds of becoming the president around that time than Leicester City did. Than odds that Leicester City had to win the Premier League. Astronomical, I know. So shout out to Real Madrid for winning another trophy. Their coach, Carlo Ancelotti, now the winningest coach in Real Madrid history between his two stints there. He's won a lot of titles, a lot of plaques. And again, Vermont men's soccer team wins the NCAA men's championship team. Championship, not championship team. They are the championship team. I can't talk anymore, so I think it's time for me to pass things off to Wrestling Observer. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Titillating Sports.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.